Christians in the United States are gearing up to help refugees in the Middle East. A popular blog site now has a gospel presence, and a call to prayer is answered at a hospital in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel pummeled South Lebanon with air and artillery strikes. Hezbollah countered with 48 rockets into northern Israel. The carnage has forced more than 700,000 people from their homes, and they've set up camps in Lebanon and Syria, says the president of International Aid, Miles Fish.
We're particularly concerned about the displaced persons and the refugees that are flowing into Syria. We're in the process right now of examining how it is that International Aid might be able to help them as they're in temporary facilities.
Initially, IA is sending 5,000 hygiene kits along with other basic medical supplies. Fish says,
our first objective, of course, is to try to take care of the human needs that are present, but our strategy is to do that through Christians who then can also share their faith in Christ. Some of your listeners might be surprised to know that there is a large Christian population in Lebanon.
While this is yet another unanticipated project, Miles says God uses people like you to help fund these projects that can share Christ effectively. Go to our website to help IA with this project. Meanwhile, for the first time in 45 years, the Democratic Republic of Congo will be holding open national elections Sunday. More than 30 presidential candidates are running for the nation's top job. Grace Ministries International has worked in the Congo for decades. GMI's Sam Vinton is concerned about what happens after the elections.
What happens to those who are not chosen? In many of these countries, those who lose their part in life seems to try and destroy the one who won. So that is the issue that many are concerned about.
Violence could hurt their medical, education, and evangelistic ministry, already stressed by years of civil war. Personnel needs are great, and motorcycles would really help evangelism, as roads are almost impassable.
$2,500 can buy a motorcycle in the city of Bukavu, and as far as going into the village at this time, as long as the roads are still the way they are, a motorcycle is about the only way you can do that.
Pray for peace and funding for this work. You're listening to Mission Network News. Email, chat rooms, blogs, online communications. The American Tract Society is targeting internet users with their most recent evangelism tool. David LaFleur with ATS says they're doing that through a new printed tract relating to the online community called MySpace. They've also created their own MySpace webpage.
We're really trying to say that you can use MySpace for something good. It's not just getting on there and talking to friends, but we're putting information right there online that could actually impact somebody's eternal life, and that's what we're trying to do.
As ATS seeks to produce relevant and current evangelism materials, LaFleur says connecting with internet users is a great opportunity for outreach.
It's a true ministry because there are so many people online that are hurting and lonely, and we want them to know that there's an ultimate friend out there, his name is Jesus, that will be with them not just online, but all the time.
Go to our website for more information. Next, a month ago, Mission Network News told you about Tenwick Hospital in Kenya, run by World Gospel Mission. They recently dedicated a new 19,000-square-foot facility, expanding their work. However, that work has been on hold as two containers filled with medical supplies to fill the new space were being held in customs. You prayed, and this week one of the containers was delivered. Now Tenwick will be able to treat and share the gospel with even more people. Pray for the remaining container. And the United States professes free speech, religious freedom, and has God mentioned in its preamble of the Constitution. That didn't prevent two sidewalk preachers from being arrested in Snellville, Georgia. 58-year-old Talmadge Holloway and 47-year-old Wally Langford were preaching about Jesus calming the storm when they were charged with demonstrating without a permit. The two will appear in court August 22nd. Whatever happens, the two have no plans to stop preaching the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's still time to join me for the M&N 15th Anniversary Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. The deadline is August 1st. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at missionnetworknews.org. It's a trip that could change your life. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.